You are listening to the Freedom Unaffiliated podcast hosted by Independence Institute. On this podcast, you'll hear from the experts at Independence Institute talk about the issues important to Colorado and how to bring some sanity to this increasingly leftist state.
Who's Killing Patriotism and Why? By me, Mike Rosen, published April 15th. The conventional definition of patriotism is love for and loyalty to one's country. A 2023 survey published in the Wall Street Journal found that only 38% of respondents thought patriotism was very important to them, down sharply from 70% when that question was first asked in 1998. While 59% of seniors 65 and older feel that way, today only 23% of adults under 30 do. I vividly remember America's 200th birthday in 1976. Patriotic activities and celebrations abounded across the country, leading up to a grand finale on the glorious Bicentennial Day. What has doused that American spirit? The answer? The American left. It's been a long slog, and I'd trace its roots to the 1960s and 70s with the emergence of what came to be called the New Left. Violent political demonstrations from Vietnam War protesters and bombings from the radical Weather Underground were a fertile breeding ground. A major ideological inspiration for the New Left was Herbert Marcuse, a German philosophy in what was called the Frankfurt School in the 1920s, a collection of Marxist academics and intellectuals who sought to take Karl Marx's theories to a higher level and perfect its imperfections. Rejecting Marx's pathway to socialist utopia, Marcuse believed the proletariat would not rise up in revolt to overturn capitalism. When he later emigrated to the U.S. teaching at Harvard in the 1950s, he told leftist students to avoid violence and instead engage in a long march through the institutions, his exact words, especially educational institutions, as a refuge for radicals. Many of his followers later became the tenured left, and two generations of their ideological spawn have now taken over higher education, fulfilling Marcuse's mission. Another legacy of the Frankfurt School is critical theory, the application of Marxist social justice and identity politics to all kinds of things, like the law, history, race, economics, and culture. One of its early outposts in the U.S. was at Harvard Law School, within a department of radical leftist professors spewing critical legal studies. So-called critical thinking instruction in K-12 with a distinct leftist spin and critical race theory are offsprings. Beware when you hear the term critical attached to almost anything. The left's poisoning of American history is blatant propaganda. To be sure, slavery is anywhere an abomination. But why single out the U.S.? It's as old as the dawn of humankind and has been ubiquitous. In 6800 B.C., Mesopotamia's captured enemies were enslaved as laborers. There was slavery 5,000 years ago in Egypt, and later in ancient Athens, throughout the Roman Empire, Asia, in Europe, and Africa. American Indians enslaved whites and captives from other tribes. It should be noted that the United States and Britain were among the first nations to abolish it in the 19th century. America paid for it with treasure and blood, our Civil War taking the lives of 620,000 soldiers on both sides and ended slavery here. Yes, slavery is a stain on our history, as it is on most every nation's in the world at some point in their history. History can't be reversed, nor should it be forgotten. But the full measure of our country must also consider its virtues and achievements, which are second to none in so many fields of human endeavor. Just one of which was our dominant role among our allies in saving the free world from Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan in World War II. The left denigrates our history. They sanctimoniously and unfairly judge the culture and standards of those who lived long ago in far different eras through a modern lens and thereby condemn our ancestors. And they undermine American patriotism. The method to their madness is to create a mentality of guilt and self-loathing about who we were and who we are in order to dismantle our foundations, our values, and our culture to be replaced with their socialist paradise on earth. The ultimate death blow was laid out in a 1966 article in the far-left Nation magazine by Richard Clowen and Francis Fox Piven, a duo of Marxist revolutionaries at the Columbia University School of Social Work. Their strategy to create a new socialist state here was to overwhelm the system by creating crises only the government could solve with enormous spending programs, the weight of which would bring on fiscal collapse. In the aftermath, a popular revolution would follow, led by Marxist activists in the name of the poor and legions of dependents on government handouts. 1966, that may have sounded crazy. Well, with our national debt now at $34 trillion and climbing, who's going to stop it? Certainly not Joe Biden and progressive Democrats.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Freedom Unaffiliated podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please give it a like and consider sharing it with a friend. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you can catch our newest episodes. For more content from Independence Institute, go to thinkfreedom.org. Thanks for listening.